So many Americans wanted to participate in this conversation on The Takeaway today, responding to the release of the Senate report on CIA practices after 2001. We had not enough space or time to play as many as we wanted. So here's a slice of the voices coming in from our call line at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Jackie, and I'm calling from Kannapolis, North Carolina. After listening to the report on torture, all I can tell you is I feel shame. I have lived in the Middle East in my younger days, and I just think that we're putting ourselves on the same level as the people that we're fighting.
National security experts with far more experience than 90% of your listenership are making these decisions on behalf of the American people. I, for one, support everything they do.
Scott from Woodinville, Washington. I think the greatest damage done from 9-1-1 was what we did to ourselves and our values as a nation. This torture report is a perfect example of that.
Garrett from Georgetown, Indiana, and I believe that action should be taken against the Senate Intelligence Committee because they have now put every military and foreign service officer in danger by releasing this report. It is unwise, and it was completely irresponsible.
Jim Wise, Dallas, Texas. If the CIA is going to do what they have been accused of doing, they need to be told that they're going to go to jail if they do it. Simple as that. Put them in jail.
Yes, this is Frank Jewer from Sunnyvale, California. I would say George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, not only did they destabilize the Middle East, but they also personally authorized the torture.
Kevin, in the state of Minnesota, I think we should step up our torture program because if that's what it takes to extract information that'll be used to protect the greater good, that's what it takes.
My name is Kate. I'm calling from Providence. Two things. Are we asking the question of whether the Islamic fundamentalism we are so concerned with today has anything to do with our torturing? And secondly, those men were tortured in my name and your name. So if we could internalize it and own it, maybe we can stop it.
Paul from Philadelphia. Everyone who participated in the CIA program should be held accountable as a deterrent to others in the future. Just like the rationale for justice system if I stole a TV. Everyone is equal in the eyes of justice, right? And let's skip the grand jury this time.